Speaking both Spanish and English, family and friends of Seferino Santiago chanted on the courthouse lawn, marched with signs, and called lawmakers. They're asking Representatives Andy Barr and John Yarmuth and the Obama administration to grant discretion and allow him and eight others being detained in Arizona to re-enter the United States. Santiago's older brother Pedro was first on the phone.
I'm calling to ask you that you use your discretion and bring my brother Seferino Santiago back home to Kentucky and release the Dream 9 immediately.
The Santiagos have been in Lexington for more than 7 years. Pedro says some are legal, some undocumented, and others have obtained their U.S. citizenship. He himself does have a work visa. Seferino was 13 when his family moved to the Bluegrass. He graduated from Lafayette High School and had plans for a future in America when a need for ear surgery forced him to return to Mexico. He's been gone for more than a year, and when he tried to cross the border this past Monday, he was detained. Family friend Felice Salmon says current laws are keeping families like the Santiagos apart and wants to see immigration reform.
As a nation, we have young people that are wanting to be a part of these communities simply because they don't have a fair way to access becoming a part of our country.
Santiago and the others crossed the border knowing they would be detained in hopes of drawing attention to the proposed federal DREAM Act. If enacted, it would provide a path to legalization for young immigrants brought into the country illegally. Karen Czar, WUKY News.